And on the line with us, a name you're going to start hearing more and more, Matt Friend, comedian, impressionist. I think about a year ago, I'm rolling through Twitter, social media, whatnot, and I see a guy doing a great Howard Stern, and then, oh my God, is that David Letterman standing behind him? Matt Friend is on the line. He'll be at Helium Comedy Club in St. Louis on Thursday. 7:15 is the show. Matt, thanks for hopping on with us.
I'm so pumped to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, was the Letterman bit, tell me about that, because you're doing Stern. You didn't just run into Dave Letterman on the street.
Right. Well, let me tell you something, right? I actually did. And this is Howard Stern. How dare you accuse me of lying? Right. No, that was Howard Stern. No, the truth is, yes, I talk about this in my show. I have a lot of crazy celebrity encounters. And yes, I did just randomly run into David Letterman. I was going for a walk in New York. And I recognized him, and we had this wild, crazy moment, and it was unbelievable. I did my Howard impression, and then the next day, Howard begins his show, and he says, "You're never going to believe this, Robin. I got a text from David Letterman that he ran into Matt Friend. I think he thought he was a deranged homeless person." Right. It was hilarious.
So that literally just, you bump into him, you obviously do a great Stern, you do a ton of great impressions. That random meeting and then the video, that opened a lot of doors.
Yeah, no, that was certainly one thing that happened. And that was just kind of a by chance thing, but it was just those kinds of encounters have been a real gateway for me in terms of building an audience. I met a lot of celebrities: John Oliver, Andy Cohen, Sebastian Maniscalco, Rami Malek, Liev Schreiber, a lot of people that I happen to do an impression of, and we've had these great moments. And now, more recently, it's turned into opportunities. I've been doing a lot of comedic interviews at award shows. So this past award season was crazy. I was at the Golden Globes on the red carpet interviewing Paul Giamatti, which was very fun, doing my Paul next to Paul. And I did the cast of Succession, and it was just absolutely wild.
Well, this is how I know that you're red hot, because it's all these different avenues. My news director, I'm a TV guy, my news director says last week, "Oh, my husband and I are going to see Matt Friend." I said, "He's in St. Louis?" And then I'm listening to a Bill Maher podcast, and you're doing a commercial with Bill Maher and doing all the voices.
That is amazing. I just did Bill's show, Club Random, that is incredible. I'm so glad that you listened.
That segment must not be out yet, but you did like a commercial bit with him.
I did, yeah. Bill had me read commercials, yes. And then my interview with him is going to air soon. It was insane.
Oh, good for you. Well, I'm wondering, and I love doing, we have all these local impressions we do, but you start out with, let's say you're in your car and you're like, hey now, and it's great,
right,
but you
right.
have to, but when do you say, okay, I got to have more, I got to like advance this a little bit?
You know, in terms of the impressions you're saying?
Yeah, I'm saying like you can get a bit of a voice, but then you, to do comedy, you have to actually kind of do even more with it.
Well, for sure. I mean, basically, so I'm 25 years old. I started doing stand-up really when I was in college, and I think I did the first open mic I did, I was like in high school. And early on, it started with me getting away with doing a tight, you know, 5-10 minute set where I was kind of doing a lot of different impressions, and it wasn't really a thought-out comedic, there weren't any thought-out comedic premises to it. And now it's a full hour of stand-up, and that includes stories with the impressions weaved in. There's a lot of topical political humor, observational humor, material on me dating in my 20s. I sound so serious right now. This is incredible. I feel like I'm giving a TED talk. But it's really expanded into something really fun, and I can't wait for St. Louis to come check it out. So please come see me and get your tickets at my website, just mattfriend.com. It's going to be really fun.
Mattfriend.com, Helium Club, great comedy club in St. Louis, Thursday, 7:15. You do political voices, impressions, but I get that you're not, but I mean, can you do voice, do you consider yourself political? Like Bill Maher is a political comedian. I think of you as just a comedian who does political voices.
Yeah, I mean, look, people are going to start labeling me however they want. I mean, I think in my comedy, I do love the Carson-esque approach, and you know, just trying to make the country laugh. However, yeah, there's definitely political humor that is very much a part of, especially the beginning of the show. I do a lot of those different impressions. It is a thrill to be here. This is Donald John Trump. Hello, St. Louis. You're great people. You have the failing Cardinals, really just the worst.
team anybody's ever seen. The nasty people, and a lot of people are saying that. So we have him, we have McConnell, we have Ted Cruz, we have Obama, we have Gavin Newsom, we have Bernie Sanders, RFK Jr. It's Democrats, it's Republicans. It's a lot of fun.
How do they come to you? We had Joey Molinaro on, who's out of Indy himself, who does a lot of sports impressions. I'm wondering, do you set out to do, you know, an Obama or a McConnell, or does it just kind of come to you?
I mean, when I started, like when I was 4 years old, I watched the movie Austin Powers, and that's the thing that got me obsessed with comedy in the first place. And it starts with trying to make your parents laugh. You know, I was doing my grandfather and my teachers. And then it just kind of expanded into this repertoire. I do about roughly like 266 voices. That's at least according to the number on my phone and my list. And it's just, I just love pop culture and politics and movies and late night. And, you know, I also look at who's relevant, you know, like in awards season, the big movies, you know, like Paul Giamatti, Cillian Murphy. I was trying to get those guys down. And then politically, we all know what's happening with the election. I was doing DeSantis and, you know, obviously the Trump material, so relevance is key for me.
I don't want to gloss over the fact you did a great Donald Trump, and you skewered the Cardinals along with it, and not unfairly.
Well, yes, they did. That's true.
We should point out you're a Chicago guy. I thought you were a New York guy, but New York via
no,
Chicago.
I'm from Chicago, born and raised, Chicago Cubs fan, sorry, St. Louis, but and I went to school in New York.
Okay, so college New York, but growing up in Chicago, you're probably too young for Kevin Matthews, Jonathan Brandemeyer, those local guys who would always have characters on who did voices too, like Bruce Wolf always did some stuff. Who were your Chicago influences?
Comedically? I mean, you know, I grew up right near Second City, so having that right near me, and also Zanies were big influences, like the original SCTV. Obviously, they're not really from Chicago, but like Martin Short, Steve Martin, big influences. In terms of Chicago, obviously, there's Bill Murray, you can't go wrong. Sebastian Maniscalco, Arlington Heights. I love doing Sebastian Maniscalco. Arlington Heights got a classic Chicago voice that I do in my show. So, I mean, I love, in terms of overall influences, I'm an old soul. I love the old, you know, the Carson era, the Don Rickles, Rich Little, Sinatra, Dean Martin roast, Ed Sullivan time. But I also like, you know, a lot of the newer stuff like Key and Peele or there's SNL, obviously. There's too many. I love this stuff.
So who have you heard from that you do an impression of, good or bad, that they reached out or their people reached out? Who have you heard from?
Well, I mean, it's been happening really frequently. Like I said, at these award shows and just doing videos on social media. A fun one I just did with Michael Bublé. We sang together. I was like, hello, Michael. I'm Michael Bublé. Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. And he was like, that's not bad. We should sing more. So that was kind of insane, a very surreal moment. Andy Cohen, who I believe is from St. Louis.
Yeah,
the King of Bravo, that was really great. Yeah, it was fun doing him. He said, you're really cute. That's amazing. Yes. I actually just called into Howard yesterday because Stern began his show yesterday morning talking about me. John Oliver. At the awards season, though, Paul Giamatti was a big moment that I had on social media. I did him next to him, and it was very fun. That was very surreal.
Is Stern and
Timothy Chalamet?
Yeah, the list goes on. It's great too. People can find you, Matt Friend, on social media. So many great clips. And I'm wondering, with Stern, is that intimidating at all? Because I would think, I mean, he obviously likes you, but at first you're probably not sure how it's going to go.
Yeah, I mean, I was doing this impression like for years. I started like in my dorm room in college, and then all of a sudden I get a call from his producer, like a couple years, or like about 2 years ago. It's like 6 in the morning, and I'm sleeping, and he says, Howard wants to talk to you right now. So I joke on stage. I jumped out of bed and threw on my wig, even though he was not going to be seeing me. And all of a sudden, I just hear him talking about me and how he can't get my impression of him out of his head. And that whenever he does, he starts talking, it messes him up. Right, right. And then it's surreal, though. I mean, I went into his studio. We did some prank calls. It's an unbelievable stamp of approval. It's the closest I'm coming to the Johnny Carson wave you over to the desk, signal of approval. It's amazing.
Oh, that is awesome. I enjoy the Mitch McConnell. My concern with.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do.
He has such a marble voice, or what was it, mumbling, whatever, jar. What I'm forgetting the word, but he's.
Oh yeah.
How do you actually get words to come out?
Well, yeah, no, I do my Mitch McConnell on stage. It's a humbling, very fun thing to do. I joke on stage that Mitch McConnell is the one impression I do at parties to seduce women. So if you want to learn more, come to my show and find out why.
Wow, I can't make that leap in my head. I was just thinking, I keep hearing Mitch McConnell like mumbling, and like, what is he saying?
Oh, yeah.
What is he saying?
He's freezing, he's mumbling. It's a very strange thing.
And you mentioned Don Rickles. You're way too young. Are you on YouTube going back and watching some of these old bits?
Yeah. I grew up with YouTube, you know, so that just kind of was my gateway into all of this, this whole world. And I was just devouring like all these clips. And I'm just a big Sinatra fan, and I remember like a big influence on me. I read this 2-part biography on him in high school, the other James Kaplan, and a lot of that stuck with me. And I don't know why, I was very drawn to that era of show business and comedy more specifically, and learning about Lenny Bruce and, Jonathan Winters, and obviously that leads you to Robin Williams and Pryor, and I love this stuff.
And I don't know what's true, but you hear these stories, Sinatra and Rickles, they're friends. Don Rickles tells Sinatra, hey, I got a big date tonight, Frank. Stop by the table. I want to make an impression. I'm trying to put on a big show here. And Sinatra comes by. And it's got to be true. And he's like, hey, Don.
And Rickles, can't you see I'm eating, Frank?
And Rickles like, hey, can't you see I'm eating here, Frank? Get out of here. What are you doing bothering me? And the girl is like, oh, my God, he just treated Sinatra like that. And
knowing what
we know of Rickles, it feels true. How about Trump's people? Have they reached out at all? Do they like it?
You know, I have no idea.
Okay.
That's a question for Trump's people. I'm sure he's on a toilet somewhere devouring my clips. So it's probably inevitable, right? Probably the amount of time he's tweeting about Jimmy Kimmel when he hosts the Oscars, so I'm sure he's probably seen my videos. I don't know what he thinks about it, but that would be a wild experience to be insulted by him. I honestly would love for him to roast my impression on Truth Social. That would be absolutely insane.
All right, well, let's run through these. People can see Matt Friend Thursday, Helium Club here in St. Louis. How about just give us a little slice of Trump? We'll start with that.
Well, what are you asking me to do? You're saying to give you a slice of what exactly? You know, I will tell you that Matt Friend's comedy show is one of the great things anybody's ever seen. A lot of people are saying that it is really just a special show. Some say that he is the Ivanka of comedy. Some are saying that. But I will tell you, you have to go get your tickets, please, and donate to my website, DonaldTrump.com, because we are short of money and cash, and the lawsuits are killing me. We are hemorrhaging. It's very bad because Sleepy Joe is trying to really just have a very nasty influence over the country, but we're going to win and make the country great.
Oh, that is awesome. It's as if Donald J. was sitting right here. And then you also do the former president, Barack Obama, who's a Chicago guy, but he doesn't have that Chicago accent, does he?
Well, I appreciate that. And it is really just a deep honor to be bringing the comedy show to St. Louis. So thank you so much, and get your ticket.
And what's your favorite? Do you have? Is it Howard your favorite?
Yeah, Howard's just a very fun one to do. Right, I love doing him because I realize that Howard Stern is just Alan Alda, but a little bit deeper. Right, because Alan Alda from MASH is up here, but Howard Stern is right down here. Right, so I love that's the fun one. Mr. Jeff Goldblum, of course, Jeff Goldblum, JEFF. GOLDBLUM, very, very fun. John Oliver is a great one as well. There's an infinite number.
Wow, it's so good. And Matt, we appreciate you hopping on the show. We're going to clip and save and say we remember you when. He'll be at Helium Club in St. Louis on Thursday at 7:15. MattFriend.com is the website. Thanks so much for hopping on. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. See you in St. Louis.